So wherever I've been this week, I've been in Holland looking at the spring bulbs. And because the weather's a little bit cooler at the minute, things are a little bit later there. But certainly at the Keukenhof Bulb Gardens, there was lots to see. Lots of lovely tulips too. Tulips are one of my favourite spring bulbs. They're really, really unique. There's a massive range available. One of my particular favourites is one called Brown Sugar, which is a fragrant variety, and it actually does smell of brown sugar. People just don't realise there are fragrant tulips out there, but I think they need to grow them more and more because you haven't just got the colour, you've then got the beautiful fragrance. Very, very sweet, like sugar. Angelique is another good variety in that range. Also, better tulips to grow are the perennial tulips. Thomson and Morgan offer a mixture of perennial tulips, which are very, very reliable. Some of the more fancy tulips kind of die out after a couple of years, but if you buy our perennial mix, then they're almost as good as herbaceous plants in the garden. So you know that you plant those tulips and they'll flower for 5, 6, 7 years plus. Blue tulips. Now, you might say, I don't believe there's a blue tulip any more than there's a blue rose. But these days, breeding is coming on so much that they're getting better and better. Blue Danube is a good one to look out for, and also Purple Wow, which I know it says purple in the name, but it's one of the best bluey lilac ones out there. Very, very unique and something your neighbours won't be growing. Ground cover. Now, that's another good way to look at tulips, especially Tulip tarda and the Albo caerulea types. They're very, very low growing. The foliage can, cover the ground and stop weeds coming through in the spring. So look for those if you're trying to fill gaps beneath trees and shrubs and those difficult areas, really. So tulips are brilliant plants to go for, brilliant bulbs to go for. Plant them by around November. You plant them later than daffodils and crocus, etc., because you want the ground to be cooler and there to be no risk of fire blight in the ground. But it's brilliant because if you forget to plant your daffodils or your hyacinths, then you can still plant tulips in November. You've still got time, so it's a brilliant last-minute bulb. But get out there now, see which tulips are flowering, go over to the Keukenhof if you're lucky enough to, or visit some gardens in the UK. There's a massive range available.